brought to you by XM Satellite Weather and by Lightspeed Aviation. More quiet, more comfort, more clarity. New Zulu. Lightspeed Aviation announces the release of the next generation Zulu. A distinctive new look and continuous innovation make the new Zulu the ultimate blend of design, technology, and high performance. Stop by Booth 51 in Hangar D to experience the new Zulu's advancements.
Hello, everyone. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from Sun and Fun 2011. We're with Doug Stewart. He is the chairman of the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators, which we'll call SAFE now. And you're sponsoring a big symposium in early May in Atlanta, and it's all about reforming flight training. Tell us all about it, Doug.
Well, way back in AirVenture last summer, the administrator, during the Meet the Administrator session, mentioned that he felt the FAA was hindered in trying to reduce the fatal accident rate and that they needed industry help. Bob Wright, who had been the manager of AFS 800 for about 5 years, and I were chatting after the Meet the Administrator talk and said, we have a way that we can impact the fatal accident rate and improve that, but not only that, deal with student retention, student pilot starts, and the general sales of aircraft and all the ancillary things involved with general aviation. And the reason we felt we could do this is that the main point of contact with the flying public is the flight instructor. We felt that if we reform the way we're doing flight training, we could turn around the fatal accident rate, improving it, increase student retention, increase student starts, and increase sales.
Now, with this symposium, are you looking for suggestions, or do you already have all the answers and you're just going to tell people about it?
We haven't a clue what all the answers are. What we do feel, there are those who advocate the only way we can institute reform is through a change of regulation, and we're actually adamantly against that. Bob knows full well in his years with the agency that changing regulation is a very daunting task. But if we address the issues of doctrine, standards, and curriculum, we can make these changes, and it doesn't entail changing regulation. If we can change the paradigm of the way we do flight instruction, we can impact things in a positive way. You know, when you stop and think, most of our flight training to this day is still based upon maneuvers training that was established back in World War II. That's not what kills pilots in accidents. What kills pilots in accidents most of the time is just this pilot error, but let's be realistic. It's poor decision-making. And if we change the way we're training and incorporate more of the concepts of scenario-based training and teaching pilots from the very get-go that they have to start making good decisions, we can impact all these different things in a very positive fashion.
So who is coming to this symposium and who's sort of invited and welcome to this symposium?
Well, it is by invitation only at this point, but if they contact me, again, Doug Stewart, through pilottrainingreform.org, pilottrainingreform.org, they can get in touch with me and get an invitation. But I think the most important person heading the invitation list who is committed to coming is Randy Babbitt, the administrator of the FAA. In addition to the administrator, we're going to be having Jack Pelton from Cessna, Brent Wouters from Cirrus, Peter Maurer from Diamond, Pete Bunce from Gamma, Hal Shevers from Sporties, and John McGraw from AFS1 in our industry leadership panel. They're going to hear the report out from all the different breakout groups. These are the people, which are all the participants, that are going to create the suggestions on ways that we can positively impact. They'll come forth with recommendations, with people that they feel should deal with these recommendations, and a timetable by which those things can be achieved.
So you're looking for instructors, flight school owners, that kind of thing, right?
Anyone involved with aviation education, to be quite honest, academia, sim instructors, anyone who is involved with teaching pilots how to fly and how to fly safely is invited to this. Obviously, the major organizations have all been invited. Most of them are coming. But if they contact me, again, if someone has not been invited, contact me, and we'll be happy to send them an invitation.
Okay, give us the details of when and where.
Okay, details, May 4th and 5th in Atlanta at the Atlanta Hartsfield Airport. It will be held at the Crown Plaza and Airport right on the airport grounds so that no one has to deal with ground transportation. Be a 2-day event. We do have a reception the evening before the symposium starts which will be our one small, short social event.
Appreciate your time today, Doug. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from Sun and Fun 2011. Thanks for listening.
XMWX satellite weather is as vital as vision. Never fly blind again when you add XMWX satellite weather to your onboard electronic suite today. Come see the latest from XMWX satellite weather in Sun and Fun booth C24.